reason to be anything other than that, because nobody calls them out on their bullshit. And if they do, they get called a racist or anything else. You know how it is. Yeah, it's the same old nonsense with President Trump. Every time something bad happens to the Bidens, the next day Trump gets indicted and drug into court for a photo op and an arraignment. I'm still gonna vote for him, even if I have to write his name in. He's the best person for the job, especially after China Joe and Crackhead Hunter and Dr. Joe Biden. Where's she been at? She been hiding. She been really hiding lately. I haven't heard from her about anything. Usually, she's has a full-time job taking care of Joe Biden, making sure he makes all gone with his food. And then today or tonight, the DOJ was back in court trying to subvert again the First Amendment of the United States by trying to limit President Trump's speech on the January 6th freedom event. I refuse to call it an insurrection or an invasion or it's a freedom event. Trying to stifle his First Amendment protections under the Constitution. This DOJ
this particular DOJ is absolutely the worst in American history. I mean, look what they've done. They put spies in Catholic churches.
at the Biden crime family, and that's what they are. They're a crime family, having all these deals with the Chinese and the Ukrainians and Burisma and the big guy and all this other insanity. If a Republican was doing it, it would be wall-to-wall coverage on every channel in the country. But because it's Joe Biden and his family, it's only halfway mentioned. Oh, we have another indictment on Trump? Let's go to that story. Let's spend 5 days on that story. I mean, it's the same old, folks. And the sad part is, nothing's ever going to change. Nothing in this country is ever going to change, no matter who is in the White House. Republican, Democrat, fucking President Trump gets reelected, Biden, if he wins again, or if he doesn't win, Newsom out in California, Harris, DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Tim Scott, or Vic, if he wins, nothing's ever going to change. Because the media controls the narrative. Unless you have Newsmax, OAN, and sometimes Fox News. Now, why haven't watched Fox News in about 2 years? For long periods of time. I used to watch that channel religiously every single day. I was a news junkie. I turned off Fox at 7:36 on election night. And I guess I have watched Fox News about 6 hours in total since election night in 2020. So almost 3 years, I've watched a total of 6 total hours. And that's my own personal opinion. But I think a whole lot of people have the same opinion about Fox News. And they fired Carlson. They got rid of Rivera with the... I didn't mind him going. Geraldo was just way out there for me sometimes. I think he's going to go back to look at Al Capone's vault. At least, that's what I think he should do. So, that's my thoughts for this evening about politics. I want to talk about college football and the Pac-10, or the Pac-4 is it now. All these conferences turning into super conferences. The Big Ten has now 18 teams. the big twelve is now 14. The SEC is now 16, and the Pac-10 is now 4. Going into next year, I don't know. I think it's a bad thing. I'm a traditionalist when it comes to football. I think conferences should have their own, you know, their own identities. I don't like this happening because it's just going to destroy college football, in my opinion. I mean, the NIL money, that was going to happen. I mean, like, 80% of star college athletes were getting paid anyway through boosters, through no-show jobs, you know, so it's preparing them for the next leap into the pros and how to manage money. But if I was a college athlete, I would take a course in finances. I would take a course in business. I would learn the stock market. I would do all these financial courses to prepare myself for life after sports. Because man, retirement happens to everybody when you're an athlete. And there's so many athletes that are like broke now, and they had millions of dollars, and they go buy the fancy car, the big house. The mama has to have a big house, the father has to have a big house, the sister has to have the big house, and cars. Then you can have your bodyguards. Then you have your entourage. And all that shit costs money. People don't like realize when you have like a couple hundred million dollar house, you know what the taxes are on some of these freaking mansions? Like $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year, and it has to be paid every single year. And they get the fancy sports car, and then they have the girls, and then they have a family. Then they gotta have baby mamas and 5 or 6 kids in all kinds of different states and stuff. Look at Williamson. Look at Zion Williamson. And that story. It's gone away, but that's embarrassing. I mean, you know, that kind of shit fucking hurt his brand. I had heard he was going to do a Pepsi commercial, and that's gone by the wayside, not because of these allegations of made by this porn star. A porn star. You'd think you'd have enough sense not to get rid of porn star. But sometimes guys just cannot control their urges. But that's neither here or there. It's his life. It's his problem. He's entitled to do with it what he wants. I'm a commentary channel, so that's my commentary and opinion. Lately, I've been watching a lot of insane stuff on YouTube. Beyond Crime and 60 Minutes Australia. They got a lot of crazy shows, a whole lot of murder shows that you read about in the news, and they get the conviction, and a couple years later you see it on YouTube and you watch it and you're like, I remember that. Oh, well, wow. You know, it's just something to do. It's been like 100 for the past 4 days here where I'm at. I'm in Florida. It's been 100 the last 4 days. It was 86 degrees at 9 o'clock last night. At night. Almost 90 degrees at night. No wind. Muggy. Sticky. I was swimming at like 1 o'clock in the morning. It was so hot out. Wow, I'm really tired now. Alright, folks. I hope you understand this. If not, I will redo it in the morning when I'm more cognizant, because I'm really tired right now. Thank you for listening.